From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. North Korea launched another intercontinental ballistic missile Friday, the second such launch in just a few weeks. Michael Elman at the International Institute for Strategic Studies commented and said Pyongyang had two objectives.
One is to further prove and establish the reliability of the one they tested in July, the ICBM they tested. But I think they'll want to make improvements to it by reconfiguring the second stage.
The U.S. said the missile traveled about 1,000 kilometers laterally before splashing down in the Sea of Japan. Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office and ordered him to step down immediately. VOA's Philip Alexio.
The court convicted Sharif on charges of amassing overseas assets, concealing them, and living beyond his means. The five-member panel of judges also ordered anti-corruption authorities to swiftly open investigations into Sharif's daughter, Maryam Nawaz, her husband and Pakistani finance minister, Ishaq Dar. The charges against the Sharif family and others stem from leaked financial documents known as the Panama Papers, which listed the prime minister's children as holders of offshore bank accounts and posh overseas properties. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Russia's foreign ministry said Friday it is imposing countermeasures on the U.S. in response to new sanctions approved by Thursday in the U.S. Congress. The U.S. State Department official said on background Friday, "We have received the Russian government notification," and Ambassador John F. Teft expressed his strong disappointment and protest. Russia proposes reducing the number of U.S. personnel to equal the number working in the United States. This is VOA News. Using the site of last week's mass arrests of notorious MS-13 gang members as a backdrop, U.S. President Donald Trump promised to liberate towns from the gang during a visit to the city of Brentwood, New York.
MS-13 gang members have brutally murdered 17 beautiful young lives in this area on Long Island alone. Think of it. They butchered those little girls. They kidnap, they extort, they rape, and they rob. They prey on children. They shouldn't be here.
President Trump asked Congress to approve funds for an additional 10,000 immigration and custom enforcement officers in order to root out the criminal cartels in the United States. Prayers were held Friday at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Robert Berger reports on the nearly 2 weeks of tension around the site.
The muezzin summoned Muslims to Friday prayers at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem's Old City as thousands of Israeli police and soldiers deployed amid fears of violent protests by Palestinians. And outside of minor disturbances, fears of mass Palestinian unrest did not materialize. Tensions have soared in Jerusalem the last 2 weeks since Israel installed metal detectors and cameras at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in response to the killing of two Israeli policemen there by Arab gunmen. Palestinians refused to enter the compound through Israeli security and on the streets held tense prayer protests, which at times turned into riots. Robert Berger for VOA News.
Venezuela's opposition is urging its supporters to continue protests Friday despite a government order banning demonstrations from Friday to Tuesday. There have been almost daily clashes between government forces and demonstrators leading up to Sunday's vote on a constituent assembly that would be tasked with rewriting the country's constitution. President Nicolas Maduro called on the opposition to abandon its rebellion and denounce the United States for imposing new sanctions against 13 individuals connected to Venezuela's government and state oil company in further effort to pressure him to call off the vote. Charlie Gard, the terminally ill British baby at the center of a legal and ethical battle that attracted the attention of Pope Francis and President Donald Trump, died Friday. He was 1 week shy of his first birthday. Charlie Gard's parents fought to take him to the United States for an experimental medical treatment for his rare genetic disease. His case ended up in the courts where doctors were opposed to the plan, saying the untested therapy couldn't help Charlie and might cause him to suffer. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.